MySpace.
Just such a good way of getting your music out there and getting people listening to it.
That was Will Hickson from local band Wyndham Brackets, speaking on the growing trend of bands using MySpace as a marketing tool. And that's set to continue, with MySpace now enabling over 3 million unsigned bands to sell their music. But is it wise to challenge the dominance of Apple's iTunes Music Store? Well, with 106 million users, they're off to a pretty good start. Edward Guglielmino is a local Brisbane solo act, and he says bands shouldn't entirely rely on MySpace as a promotional tool.
I don't know how it would work for someone who sort of like wanted to use it to, as their, you know, the primary way of developing an audience. I don't think it would actually work, but I think it can sort of sister all the other promotion and you know, sort of gig stuff you do when you're an artist.
He says it's unreasonable to expect immediate success without connecting with real audiences.
The reason why it kind of worked out for me quite well was because I was known as a, you know, an artist in the real 3D world, and then sort of MySpace took off.
But there have been concerns that bands selling their music on MySpace will also be selling their rights away. And for most people who don't normally read terms and conditions, there's a danger that they might be agreeing to something they don't understand. Jessica Coates is a research assistant for the law faculty at the Queensland University of Technology, specialising in Creative Commons. She says if the terms are unfair, bands will still be protected.
People will generally just agree to these things because they assume they're all the same. However, it could be that there's specific, you know, extra terms within that. For instance, with MySpace, they might have inserted a term that says, we have all copyright over this music that you've uploaded to us, or something like that. If it's a particularly unusual or unfair term, then there is actually an argument that, so they should have actually highlighted and said, you know, you should note that if you sign this agreement, you know, you are doing blah, 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 and not just had it as part of a long roll-down page.
MySpace is an American site, causing confusion over which country's laws apply for anyone without a law degree.
It doesn't mean that you can't actually apply Australian law, but it means that you have to justify why Australian law should be applied instead of American law.
MySpace isn't the be-all and end-all of online music distribution. There are plenty of alternatives for bands wanting to get their music heard. And Will says, in terms of bands using MySpace, the pros outweigh the cons.
A lot of our, you know, a fair few of our gigs now have actually come through people listening to the band on MySpace and then sending us a message over MySpace saying, you know, are you interested in playing here? So, I mean, it's just a really good thing.
Ryan Keating and Sian Liu reporting for CCN Online.